Today, President Trump is vacationing in Palm Beach, Florida, after refusing to sign or veto the $900 billion coronavirus relief package. Trump did veto an annual defense bill, in part because of a provision that would rename military bases named after Confederate leaders, and because it ignored his request to remove legal protections for social media companies. Congress is now preparing to return after Christmas for a possible override of Trump's veto, and that would be a first in his presidency.
The president also granted clemency to another 29 people yesterday, the latest in a flurry of pardons and commutations that this time included his 2016 campaign chair, Paul Manafort, and informal advisor, Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, father of Trump's son-in-law, Jared. NPR's justice correspondent, Carrie Johnson, is here. And Carrie, Manafort and Stone both refused to cooperate in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Why did Trump pardon them?
Well, you know, in fact, actually, Robin, Manafort at one point promised to cooperate with the special counsel investigation, but the special counsel concluded he was lying to them, and it blew up his entire plea deal. So what President Trump has said about these pardons is that he called the Russia investigation a collusion, a hoax, and he said there was blatant prosecutorial overreach. He said Roger Stone was treated very unfairly and that he suffered under injustice. What the record would reflect, though, is that at one point, Paul Manafort, early on in his case, was advising his associate, Rick Gates, not to cooperate with investigators because somebody close to Trump had promised that Trump would, quote, take care of them if they didn't cooperate. And so that raises a lot of questions about the nature of their refusal to tell the full and entire truth, according to Robert Mueller, and what happened yesterday for sure.
Yeah. Well, Trump also pardoned real estate billionaire Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner. Charles Kushner served 2 years in prison for fraud and witness retaliation. As Chris Christie, who prosecuted the case, said, Kushner seduced his brother-in-law with a prostitute, filmed it, and sent the film to his own sister to keep her from testifying. Christie, who, of course, became governor, explained the case to Margaret Hoover on PBS last year.
I mean, it's one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes that I prosecuted when I was U.S. attorney. And I was U.S. attorney in New Jersey, Margaret, so we had some loathsome and disgusting crime going on there. But I just laid out the facts. And any objective person who looks at the facts knows, confronted with those facts, I had a moral and an ethical obligation to bring that prosecution.
So what did President Trump say about why he pardoned Kushner? And what's been the reaction?
Yeah, President Trump said that this pardon was supported by the former U.S. attorney in Utah and Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union, a close ally of President Trump. President Trump also talked about Charles Kushner's record of philanthropy after he finished serving his prison sentence. The president said that record of reform overshadows his record. But I got to tell you, the reaction has not been good. Congressman Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska, said that these pardons are, quote, rotten to the core. And other people are offended about the message it sends to other people who might consider breaking laws about public corruption or witness tampering, as Charles Kushner was accused of doing.
Yeah. Could these pardons have implications for Trump after he leaves office?
Well, a couple of things. One is, if the president does, in fact, want to run again in 2024, some of these pardons will carry a political taint that he could have to face again in the future in debates or in questions from voters. The second thing is that there are open questions about whether giving a pardon for reasons that would be corrupt could itself constitute a crime like obstruction of justice. Interestingly enough, Bill Barr, President Trump's former attorney general, said that might actually constitute a crime in his confirmation hearings. Unclear whether Joe Biden's Justice Department would want to do anything about that, but there have been investigations in the past of pardons and that presidents have granted on the way out the door.
Yeah, and we should say that those pardons last night, 29, came after more other controversial pardons earlier this week. Just briefly, got a few seconds. Should we expect more?
More are coming. Jack Goldsmith from Harvard Law School concluded that 86 of 94 pardons by President Trump had resulted from personal or political ties to Trump.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you.
Happy to do it.